Wondering How People Understood Astronomy in the Early Middle Ages. This book offers the text and translation of a letter to Charlemagne prompted by a rare astronomical event that took place in the early 9th century. Publisher's Overview. In a letter addressed to Charlemagne, Dungal responds to inquiries regarding the double eclipse of the sun that occurred in 810. He acknowledges the interest of philosophers and physicists in explaining celestial phenomena, citing sources such as Macrobius, Ambrosius, and Cicero. Dungal outlines the structure of the cosmos, including the 9 celestial circles, and explains the motion of the sun, moon, and wandering stars within these spheres. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the natural order of the heavens while humbly admitting his limitations in knowledge. Who is this book for? This is a useful primary source for those studying astronomy in the Middle Ages, covering topics such as what planets are described as wandering stars and how months and years are understood. Like other books from this publisher, it offers only the English translation and Latin text, which together come to about 30 pages. The audience will therefore likely be readers who already have some familiarity with the topic and its author, although those researching the Carolingians will also find it an interesting read. The author. D.P. Curtin is the main force behind the Scriptorium project, which has translated dozens of shorter texts from the Middle Ages, most of which deal with Christianity. Letter on the Double Eclipse of the Sun. By Dungal of Bobbio. Translated by D.P. Curtin. Dalcashin Press. ISBN 979-830-480-268-930. Wondering How People Understood Astronomy in the Early Middle Ages. This book offers the text and translation of a letter to Charlemagne prompted by a rare astronomical event that took place in the early 9th century. Publisher's Overview. In a letter addressed to Charlemagne, Dungal responds to inquiries regarding the double eclipse of the sun that occurred in 810. He acknowledges the interest of philosophers and physicists in explaining celestial phenomena, citing sources such as Macrobius, Ambrosius, and Cicero. Dungal outlines the structure of the cosmos, including the 9 celestial circles, and explains the motion of the sun, moon, and wandering stars within these spheres. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the natural order of the heavens while humbly admitting his limitations in knowledge. Who is this book for? This is a useful primary source for those studying astronomy in the Middle Ages, covering topics such as what planets are described as wandering stars and how months and years are understood. Like other books from this publisher, it offers only the English translation and Latin text, which together come to about 30 pages. The audience will therefore likely be readers who already have some familiarity with the topic and its author, although those researching the Carolingians will also find it an interesting read. The author. D.P. Curtin is the main force behind the Scriptorium project, which has translated dozens of shorter texts from the Middle Ages, most of which deal with Christianity. You can learn more about this book from the Scriptorium project website. You can buy this book on Amazon.co.uk. Subscribe to Medieval Verse. Related posts.